Galileo, it can't be news to you that some of us can't get used to you saying this world is solid ground, is floating and flying and spinning around the sun. The very idea, I'm searching for the word, it's absurd, it's nonsense. We will not countenance this much violence to scripture and common sense. And trust me, friend, I'm on your side. We'll keep the senses satisfied. If you say it's just a theory, an abstract hypothesis, come on, Galileo, work with me on this. You know the problem. Thomas Aquinas has perfectly reconciled Aristotelian logic and Christian scripture. If you take even a brick from the wall, then surely you see that the whole thing falls, and we're left believing in nothing at all. Fighting this, it wouldn't be wise, but I know you can't close your eyes, so let me offer you a small surprise. Galileo, a compromise. If you want your clearance without interference, then play it smart. Save the appearance. Say it's hypothetical. Say it's theoretical. Say it any way you feel you have to. But just don't say that it's true. But if you persist in this act of defiance, and I will insist that you come to compliance, why don't you see there's an easy alliance? You leave the truth to us, and you go on with your science. But honestly, are you suggesting that God in his wisdom would spend his affection on some insignificant planets? Would he have placed the very creation he made in his image at any place else but the center of all existence? Sense. Don't you find it odd that you know more than Aristotle? You know more than Saint Aquinas? More than God? But we needn't worry, Galileo. If you want your clearance without interference, then play it smart. Save the appearance. Say it's hypothetical, say it's theoretical, say it any way you feel you have to. Oh, but just don't say that it's true. You can say it's mathematical, nothing really radical. Just don't say that it's, you know that there's no way that it's. Just don't say that it's true. You'll never get away with it. Just